Hi, my name is Sarah Howard, and we're here today to talk about Falun Gong. And to help me do that, I have two guests. I have Tai Tong and Al Witted. I'm going to start questions tonight with the basics. Al, can you tell us what is Falun Gong?
Falun Gong is an advanced Qigong, and it teaches principles like truth, compassion, and forbearance. That's the cultivation aspect of it. And then there's the exercise aspect of it, which is meditation and standing exercises, similar to Tai Chi, but again, it's its own, Falun Gong is its own system, and so there's a different form and different movements, but they are gentle, and it promotes health, the exercises, and people with truth, compassion, and forbearance, they practice this in everyday life. They don't go into the forest. They don't go to a monastery. It's just normal people with everyday jobs, everyday lives of all nationality, all races, that just go into their job situation or family situation and just simply try to become more truthful, more kind, and more tolerant to one another. And in the mornings, they practice the meditation to become tranquil, become peaceful, and they do the exercises to become healthier people. And in, essentially, that's a big part of what Falun Gong is.
Tai, what are the origins of Falun Gong?
Well, Sarah, Falun Gong has a very ancient origin. I don't know, many Westerners may be not very familiar with cultivation practice. Falun Gong used to be a very ancient cultivation practice. It used to be passed down to only one person each generation, and it was only made public in 1992 by Mr. Li Hongzhou, the founder of Falun Gong. And over the 9 years that it's been in public, over 100 million people from more than 40 countries are practicing it. I don't know if you've seen the movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, right?
Yes.
I'm told by many Chinese practitioners, I'm Vietnamese, so I don't have too much familiarity with Chinese culture than the average American, but that movie, I'm told, is a very good introduction to the Western mind of what cultivation practice is, of maybe a master teaching a pupil, training a pupil on a cultivation system.
Mm-hmm. There seems to be some influence from both Taoism mm-hmm. and Buddhism. What are the similarities and the differences between Falun Gong and these other religious practices, Al?
If you look at Taoism, one of the main principles or tenets is truth, becoming truthful, finding one's true path, finding one's true self, finding one's original true self. And so Falun Gong practices truthfulness. So Taoism, Falun Gong has that similarity. Mm-hmm. In Buddhism, you would think of compassion. You think of Buddha as compassionate, saving all beings, you know, very compassionate. And so Falun Gong has that aspect of being compassionate and kind. And Falun Gong doesn't just concentrate on just truthfulness, kind of like Taoism, just Buddhism, compassion in Buddhism concentrates in truth, compassion, and forbearance. And so it practices all those characteristics and principles.
This brings us to the question, is Falun Gong a religious practice or a political ideal? What do you feel is the difference, Tai?
Well, I think we go back to like what cultivation practice is. Falun Gong is not a religion. There is no, not any kind of devotional activities, no kind of worship or formality. Everything is open and voluntary. People can practice, or there are many people who practice at homes by themselves, doing the exercises and studying the principles of truthfulness, mm-hmm. compassion, and tolerance. And there are activities where people get together to try to practice together and exchange experiences, try to help each other improve faster. And these activities are arranged by very loosely by volunteers who donate their times. So it's basically just people trying to improve themselves based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, cultivating themselves, mm-hmm. practicing the exercises to get healthier. It's definitely not political. The founder, Mr. Li Hongzhou, has stated many times that Falun Gong practitioners should conform maximally to society and be responsible to society, to think of others first, to be good people, and not to get involved in politics.
Al, can you talk a little bit more about what is a cultivation practice? I've read about that in some of the literature about Falun Gong, and I think a lot of people are confused by that word.
Right. Cultivation, if you think about a plant or a seed being put into the soil, and it needs good soil. It needs soil that has vitamins and minerals. It needs water. It needs sunlight. So to cultivate a plant, one adds these elements to it, cares for it, nurtures it, and the plant begins to grow and becomes healthy. Well, how does a person become healthy? How does a person grow? How does a person become spiritual? A person adds things to themselves, such as meditation, practicing tranquility. We live in a fast-paced society, and it's hard just to be tranquil. A lot of us, you know, have stressful lives, and we worry a lot. So we have to practice becoming tranquil. So we could say we cultivate tranquility. We practice tranquility or peacefulness on a daily basis. We could say we cultivate or practice truthfulness. We go out into the world. Any situation that we approach, we say, this is a situation or an opportunity where we can become more truthful to this person. And it takes practice. A lot of times we're watching movies, we're going into school systems where a lot of people are lying all the time, so our thoughts become habituated to lies, and so we have to begin to practice 100% to become truthful again. A lot of times we see TV and it has violence on it, and we see a lot of violence in our society, so we have to again practice or cultivate kindness, and so we practice on an everyday basis. And tolerance is being able to tolerate other people, being able to tolerate the heat, being able to tolerate very arduous and painstakingly hard jobs like carpentry. You just endure. You endure and you tolerate it. So it takes practice to really embrace these principles of truth, compassion, and forbearance. So we could say we cultivate these principles of truth, compassion, and forbearance to grow, to become spiritual.
Well, it sounds like it covers all aspects of your life, not just one. I mean, you're dealing with all things when you talk about the cultivation.
Yeah, it's a way of life. It really is. I mean, you approach every situation to get closer to those universal principles of truth, compassion, forbearance. So it really is those characteristics in the forefront of practitioners' minds. It's not just, you know, we say these characteristics and they're treated very loosely, but they're really, if you genuinely get to know a practitioner, you see that they, like Ty was saying earlier, they are thinking of others, they are trying to say the truth as much as they can possibly say the truth.
Why do you think, Ty, that millions of people start to practice Falun Gong? What is the appeal?
Well, for me personally, I saw something in just the principle of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance before I practice. I guess I'm speaking for myself also, and maybe that will give an insight into why people are practicing it around the world. But before I practiced Falun Gong, I was very aimless, and life didn't have much meaning to me, to the point where it was even painful, actually, because I couldn't figure out what was the meaning of life, and what am I doing here? So I just for several years I just was in such a painful, aimless state, and the principles of Falun Gong helped me put everything in perspective, everything from practical aspect in life to a better understanding of humanity, the universe, life itself. It's just profound to me. And then the exercises feels really good when I do it. I feel lighter, I have more energy, and even though I was relatively healthy when I started Falun Gong, I've heard that many, many people have tremendous health benefits in practicing the exercises, from chronic situations being cleared up to even serious conditions being cured. But saying that, I have to also make the point that Falun Gong is not for curing diseases. There are no claims of curing diseases. You may become healthier as a byproduct of practicing the exercises and practicing cultivation, as Al said. But to answer your question, I guess people in the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, it gives them a very strong spiritual ground to view the world, their lives, humanity and the universe, and the exercises make them healthier, stronger, more energetic to be productive, good people in society.
Mm-hmm. Al, what drew you to the practice?
I went to the Durham Public Library. They're teaching it, and in Falun Gong, everybody teaches it because they've benefited so much from it, both morally and spiritually, physically, and they teach it for free. And so I walked by, and they're teaching the exercises, and I, along with Ty, was searching for something deeper than just the ordinary, mundane kind of things, and saw the principles, truth, compassion, forbearance, and people practicing the exercises, and I was drawn to it. But what I realized not too long after, that Falun Gong practitioners genuinely are cultivating themselves. They're genuinely, sincerely trying to become better people. It's not something they do as a hobby. They just really put their hearts and minds into it. They're practicing, you know, as I talked about it before, all the time, these characteristics. And I like that. I liked how sincere they were, and I liked the meditation of how I felt tranquil and very peaceful practicing. In the beginning with meditation, I had so many thoughts, and it was hard to become tranquil, it was hard to become peaceful. But over a period of time, I saw that I was gaining a lot more self-discipline, a lot more tolerance, and became a lot more peaceful, and actually was able to achieve a tranquil mind just for little spells of the meditation. And so that was good progress. So I want to continue getting closer to those things.
Can each of you, and I'll start with you, Ty, mm-hmm. Share a personal experience, maybe a favorite experience about Falun Gong?
Well, I think the most memorable experiences for me was I went to Seattle in November of 1999. And this was a few months after the Chinese started to crack down on Falun Gong. And we were trying to raise awareness of the situation. And I think during that time, I think you may have heard that was during the WTO, and there were also a lot of negative things happening there. But during one of the parades, there was a parade downtown, going downtown, and I was... there was hundreds of Falun Gong practitioners standing on the side holding up banners, truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, help Falun Gong practitioners in China. And then people were marching by, and a large group of people started walking by, and they were just chanting, and then they read the banners, our banners. They started chanting truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and they kept chanting like that for a couple minutes as they walked by. And I was thinking to myself, like, what if, like, all of humanity can chant together like that? Just say those three words together, truthfulness, compassion, tolerance. I think it would be like, from that, I was kind of touched. I thought if everybody just, they don't even have to practice Falun Dafa, but just keep those three words in their hearts, I think this would be a very good world to live in.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I think if everyone would come together mm-hmm. with that kind of energy, mm-hmm. the world would be a much different place. Mm-hmm. Al, do you have anything you'd like to share?
The memory that jumps out into my mind, we practice in the parks. We do the meditation exercises in the parks, and we're in Chapel Hill. We're sitting up on a little grass hill, and we're doing the meditation, and it was very calm, and I was sitting there, and we practiced the meditation with our eyes closed. And there was probably rows of Chinese people and rows of Western people in the meditation. And suddenly I heard voices of young boys, and they're walking in between us. They came from somewhere, I don't know where. I was like, I wonder what they're doing. I wonder why they're here. And I squinted my eyes open a little bit, and I saw that they had sticks. I was like, are they going to hit us with these sticks? What are they doing with the sticks? And I just calmed myself and just kind of observed them, observed what they were going to do. And after about a minute, one of the older boys, he was about seven years old, the younger one was about five, the older one threw a stick down, the other little boy threw his stick down, and the little boy said, okay, let's sit down like them. So they sat down, and they pulled their legs up, And they began to sit in the meditation. And the two little boys, they closed their eyes. And I was like, this is really good. I wish, similar to Thay, I wish all our children in the world, all the public school children, could just sit and learn to calm themselves, learn to develop self-control, learn to develop compassion and peaceful thoughts. And I just felt really happy that they experienced, you know, peacefulness, and just for maybe a minute. But they sat there for 10 to 15 minutes, which I was quite surprised.
Falun Gong is a meditative practice and can be performed by people of all fitness levels. Let's take a look at a demonstration.
Falun Gong Fa, also known as Falun Gong, is an advanced tradition of Chinese Qigong practice designed to improve the mind and body through exercise and meditation. What is Falun Gong? Cultivation practice. It is cultivation practice for the refinement and improvement of the mind and body. It consists of five gentle exercises that energizes the body to transform and to purify. This first exercise is called Buddha Showing a Thousand Hands. It is designed to open all energy channels and to enable the energy to circulate around the body. The movements of this exercise are slow, very gentle, and curved. Falun Gong was made public in May of 1992 by Mr. Li Hongzhi, founder of Falun Gong. Now it is practiced by over 100 million people in over 40 countries. The second exercise is called Falun Standing Stance Exercise. It is a tranquil exercise to enhance the energy potency and upgrade one's wisdom. Falun Dafa gives top priority to the development of one's heart and mind nature, known as Xinxin. The cultivation of Xinxin has many aspects, including giving up negative behaviors, dealing with losses and gains, and letting go of unhealthy attachments. The ultimate objective is to assimilate to the supreme nature of the universe, which is truthfulness, benevolence, and forbearance, Jin Shenren. The third exercise is called penetrating the two cosmic strings. This is used to exchange energy from the cosmos, to use the cosmic energy to purify the body. It purifies the body by mixing and exchanging the energy from both the cosmos and the human body. The practice not only has far-reaching effects in stress relief and overall mental and physical health, but ultimately has the higher goal of bringing people towards wisdom and enlightenment. This next exercise is called Falun Heavenly Circulation. It is designed to enable energy to circulate over large areas of the entire body, with the effect of strengthening and improving overall circulation. Again, the exercises are easy, convenient, and one can practice them anywhere and anytime.
I'd like to thank you both very, very much for coming and talking to me this afternoon. It was very informative. It taught me a lot about Falun Gong, things that I didn't know, and I hope that we can educate our community as well. So thank you both for coming.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for having us.